847-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My man Connor is jamming and Marvin Gaye. You know, man, you know, tomorrow. No, starts today. Today. Let me just say this. Connor, this is, you know, I've been drinking this stuff right here.
Is that coffee?
Yeah, yeah. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of coffee, right?
Yeah, it is.
I already had some earlier today, and I don't normally do coffee twice in the day, in the morning. But today is one of those days, today and tomorrow, as I'll be doing a live remote this evening from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. At the Mandela Barnes campaign offices as he celebrates becoming the nominee to run against Ron Johnson. Normally, at about 8 p.m., I'm generally checking in with the Sandman.
Getting some shut eye.
Yeah, because I get up at about 4:30 every morning. So I'm trying to figure out 8 p.m. tonight to 11 tonight. And then by the time I get home, probably be 12. By the time I fall asleep, 1 o'clock, I got to get right back up at 4:30 and do the show. How am I going to do that, man?
I mean, I don't even know how I do it. So,
well, you're young, man.
You just got to believe in yourself and push yourself, even when you want to close your eyes and fall back asleep.
Yeah, but I gotta be on the air for 3 hours talking, right?
I mean, find a political issue that makes you really, 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 I don't know.
Well, listen, I got those today.
And then just
morning.
Go. You ever get so tired that you just stop becoming tired after a while?
Yeah,
and you stay up too much?
Yeah, you know, man, I used to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? And so I would, you know, chopping wood and, you know, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, chop a cord of wood, you know, run about 20 miles and, you know, go into the garden and pluck cabbages and all. Well,
that's cool.
Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Pluck cabbages.
but I'm exaggerating probably a little bit. But anyway.
Use the raise chickens.
Yeah,
used
man.
Used to drive a tractor.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. All of those things. You know, plow the garden and all those things.
Used to mud wrestle with your friends in the backyard.
Wrestling alligators. Right? Yeah. I used to do all those things, man.
All in one day.
Yeah, man. One morning. Yeah. but man, today is election day. And so you know, you got to get out and vote. This is what it's all about in a democracy. And so, you know, for those who have not already voted, today is the big day. And So if you have some questions about, you know, the election, here's what you need to know. When can I vote? Here are a few things to know. When can I vote? Polls open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you are in line by 8 p.m., you can still vote. Can I register to vote on election day? Yes, you can just make sure to provide proof of residence. If you don't have an acceptable ID, you can cast a provisional ballot and submit your ID within 3 days of the election. Fill out an absentee ballot but haven't returned it yet. What do I do? Most voters can return their absentee ballots at the polling place on election day, but contact your local clerk to make sure. In some cases, you may be required to return your absentee ballot to your clerk's office. If you haven't returned your absentee ballot, you can vote in person. How can I find out where to vote and what's on my ballot? Visit Wisconsin Election Commission's My Vote website to find the location of your polling place. Check your registration status and find out what's on your ballot. What do I do if I have a question about voting? Contact your local clerk. You can find that information here. Let me repeat that. What do I do if I have a question about voting? Don't contact the Republicans. That's for sure. If you got a question about, voting, the last thing you need to do is contact a Republican. Those are the important things you need to know as the polls open this morning, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. As I stated before, I'll be doing an evening live broadcast from the Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes campaign office from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then I'll be back tomorrow morning as we talk about the elections and the importance of what took place. And we're going to go to a break in a moment, but when we come back, I'm going to tee up whether or not it matters to you whether Tim Michaels or Rebecca Clayfish winds up, the person who will wind up going against Governor Tony Evers. Does it really matter to you? 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Simply call me where I am. Oh. Love my life.